Good afternoon. Big changes underway across interior New York and New England as a cold front has now swept through the region. It's bringing an end to the steady rain across the area with just a few scattered rain and snow showers left over. And now the wind is flipping around to the west, northwest, and becoming very gusty. At times, the wind gusts will exceed 40 and perhaps even up to 50 miles per hour, driving in sharply colder air. In some places, temperatures remain in the 40s, but these locations will drop back through the 40s and 30s and into the 20s by the end of the day, while some locations are already seeing temperatures dropping back about 10 to 15 degrees from this morning's highs. Readings will continue to drop tonight, and the wind will remain gusty, with skies clearing out, perhaps a few snow showers off of the Great Lakes, but temperatures will be the story as they drop back into the teens for overnight lows. High pressure building in will produce mostly sunny skies on Saturday, although it will remain windy and much colder, with highs staying in the upper 20s. That high will dominate into the second half of the weekend, keeping it dry on Sunday. Sunshine, though, will give way to increasing clouds as a disturbance shears off to our south. A few snow showers are possible late Sunday night, and we'll start off with cloudy skies on Monday before the sun comes back and temperatures reach into the lower 30s. At this point, we'll turn our attention to a more potent storm heading out of the middle of the country and in our direction. With increasing clouds on Tuesday, highs will be in the upper 20s, and as this system draws closer, snow is likely late Tuesday night and into Wednesday morning. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, strong high pressure dropping into the central United States behind this departing storm system will allow a much colder air mass to filter into the plains and toward the Midwest and Ohio Valley today. The coldest region is expected to be across the northern plains, where high temperatures are forecast to stay below zero into the weekend. Across the Midwest and as far south as Texas, temperatures could be as much as 10 to 20 degrees below normal today and tomorrow. The western United States, meanwhile, should have active weather over the next couple of days as a significant winter storm affects the region. Snow levels will be falling as a strong upper-level low strengthens and drops into the Pacific Northwest. While the heaviest snow accumulations will be in the higher terrain of the Cascades and into the Sierra, accumulating snowfall is possible even at the lower elevations, including Seattle and Portland. Winter storm warnings are in effect for the greater Seattle region for 6 or more inches of snow in some locations. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, cloudy with showers, then increasing sunshine and wind in the mid-50s. Boston, cloudy with rain tapering off to showers, becoming windy in the mid-50s. And in Buffalo, cloudy and very windy with scattered snow showers and temperatures falling through the 20s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 33 degrees. The average low, 16. The record high 52 set in 1925, and the record low 16 below zero in 1950 and in 1934. Sunrise this morning 7:02 a.m., sunset this evening 5:17 p.m., 10 hours and 15 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with morning rain showers, becoming partly sunny and windy in the afternoon. Early highs in the lower 40s, then temperatures fall sharply. Windy with a few snow showers tonight, lows in the teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with morning rain showers, becoming partly sunny and windy in the afternoon. Early highs in the lower 50s, then temperatures fall sharply. Mostly clear and windy tonight with lows near 20. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with morning rain and snow showers, becoming windy with snow showers in the afternoon. Early highs in the lower 40s, then temperatures fall sharply. Windy with snow showers tonight, lows in the teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with morning rain showers, becoming partly sunny and windy in the afternoon. Early highs in the upper 40s, then temperatures fall sharply. Mostly clear and windy tonight, lows in the teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with morning rain showers, becoming partly sunny and windy in the afternoon with a few snow showers, early highs in the mid to upper 40s, then temperatures fall sharply. Windy with snow showers tonight, lows in the teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny and windy, upper 20s. Sunshine giving way to clouds Sunday, lower 30s. Clouds followed by sunshine on Monday in the lower 30s. Increasing clouds with snow developing by the end of the day Tuesday, upper 20s. More snow, perhaps some sleet Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, then mostly cloudy, upper 30s. And a mix of sun and clouds, breezy on Thursday, highs near 30. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.